All right, so I just want to make you aware that I do know what time it is, and it means absolutely nothing, but I know. No, it means something. But I want to do this real quick. I want to do the last few verses, 19 through 30. It says, "Now Barnabas and those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen as traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word of God to no one but Jews only. But some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene, who, when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Then news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. When he came, he had seen the grace of God. He was glad and encouraged them all with purpose of heart that they should continue with the Lord, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith. And a great many people were added to the Lord. Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek for Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people and the disciples who were first called Christians at Antioch. And in those days, prophecies came from Jerusalem to Antioch. Then one of them, named Agabus, stood up and showed by the Spirit that there was going to be a great famine throughout all the world, which also happened in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, each according to his ability, determined to send relief to his brethren dwelling in Judea. This they also did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul." So, when they started persecuting the church, they started persecuting Stephen. The church started scattering abroad. They started going everywhere, preaching the gospel, but they limited it to Jews. Some made it as far as Antioch, and they decided they were going to preach to Hellenists. These people were Jews by birth, but they were Greek by culture. They grew up in a Greek culture. That's important. It's also important that they did had Peter in the chapters, well, in half of this, in chapter 10, getting the vision of the sheep and the animals, and him saying, "Rise and eat," and him saying, "No, not so, Lord, not so." And God says, "What I have cleansed, no man call unclean." So it's time. It's time for the gospel to go to the Gentiles. And it will go to the Gentiles and Antioch. Antioch was, there were about 23 different Antiochs. So if you start looking up Antioch on your map, you might get confused. This isn't Antioch of Pisidia. It's Antioch on the Orontes. And I don't even know if I'm saying that right. It's on a river. And it was a large city. Just from some reading, it had marble streets. It had, it was the first city that had night lights, not electric, of course, but it had night lights, and it was about 800,000. It was a great cultural city, and they had many gods there, but Christ had to be exalted. Christ had to be lifted up. Christ had to be preached. The people came there. They witnessed. They weren't intimidated by the streets or by the lights. They had the word of God on their lips, and they had the hand of God on their lives and on their witness. And they were not intimidated by it at all. They just flat out trusted God and trusted His word. Great numbers, it says, to believe and turn to the Lord. Great numbers turn to the Lord. The bottom line is they invited people to Christ. We got to stop inviting people to church. I didn't say that wrong. I said it right. We got to stop inviting people to church. We got to start inviting them to Christ. I don't care if you never tell the church name, our church name. I don't care if you never invite them to church. But we need to invite them to Christ. Amen. They need to know Jesus. That's the most important thing. They need to know Jesus. Amen. Then they had Barnabas. So the church at Jerusalem felt a sense of responsibility for the church as it grew. And so they chose Barnabas. And so they sent Barnabas as far as Antioch. Go down there and find out what's going on. Now, remember, it's about 10 years, but Christianity is still in its infant stage for the most part. So Barnabas goes to Antioch, and he's a guy, he obeys the word of God daily. He obeys it daily. He's got a good reputation. He's a good man. And he is also full of the Holy Spirit. He lets the Holy Spirit lead him. And he's an encourager. Now, they chose the right man. They chose the right man for this job because he's a great encourager. Because when he went, it says that he worshiped with them. He worshiped with them. He got in there among them, and he got in there, and he began to worship with them, and he encouraged them. He encouraged them that with purpose of heart, they should cleave to God. They should keep on following God with a purpose of heart, intentional and willful. They should have a single purpose. They should have the purpose to glorify God and to exalt Christ. And this is what they did. And that they should have a purpose of heart to continue with the Lord. Listen, God's grace saved them, and God's grace could keep them saved as well. Amen. We talked about the security of the believer in Sunday school today, and God's grace can keep you just like God's grace saved you. Amen. How many of you had anything to do with your salvation? Don't answer that up. Don't want you to get it wrong. Everybody keep your hands down. How many of you have anything to do with your salvation? Keep your hands down. That's right. You had nothing to do with it. You didn't even want him. You didn't even want to seek him. It is God who has worked in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It is God who has worked in you to seek him. It is God who has worked in you in all ways and in every way. And the same God who worked in you to bring you to salvation is the same God who can work in you to keep you saved. Can you walk away from God? I tried. Billy was there. I tried. Did it for about 3 years. Sat on my driveway. Couldn't get away. Couldn't get away. Couldn't get away from God. You cannot lose your salvation. You cannot walk away from God. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Amen. This church needed two things. Well, not really. Two things happened in this church. A great many people were added to them. The lost were saved. And he went and found Saul of Tarsus and brought him back to Antioch. He'll eventually become Paul. He went and found Saul of Tarsus. This is a big deal in the Bible. This is a big deal in the book of Acts. This is a turning point. They went and found Saul and brought him back. They needed help. And Saul was the man. Now remember that early on, when Saul first became a believer, that Barnabas met with him, took him to Jerusalem, and he met Peter, and that was it. But he became friends with Saul. He probably talked with Saul. Saul probably told him, yeah, I'm supposed to be the apostle to the Gentiles, whatever that means. And here he is in the Gentile church in Antioch. Ah, I've got to go get Saul. I've got to go get Saul. It said they were first called Christians at Antioch. Christians. It might have been a derogatory term at first. It probably was. They were Christ people. That's what it means. They were Christ's people. They were Christ's people. And eventually they liked the name of being Christ's people. And they took it upon themselves and they made it their own. Amen. And they became Christians. But you know what? It's lost its meaning. Seriously. People no longer use Christian as one who has repented of their sins and given them to Christ and received new life. Christian is a way of saying, I'm not pagan. That's right. Christian is a way of saying, I'm not a pagan. I'm not an atheist. People will come, they'll go to church every now and then, a little bit sporadic, but they'll never repent of their sins. They'll never turn from their sins. They'll never give their life to Christ. Some of you in here, I don't know. But there are some of you in here. The only one I'm sure about is me, to be honest with you. Some of you in here need to repent of your sins and need to turn to Christ and receive eternal life. The church in these days, the prophet Agabus, the church in those days gave witness to who it was by loving people. They collected an offering, they designated it for Judea, and they sent it because there was going to be a famine there. They loved God and they loved people. As Cody said, that's what being the church is all about. Amen. Loving God and loving people. I don't know where you are today. Here's what I want from you more than anything in this world. I want for you to come to Christ. I want for you to know Him. God will work it out from there. That's right. I just want you to know Him if you don't already, and just start right there. Stand up with me if you would. We're going to sing I Surrender All together. If you need Christ, if you need to know Christ, I'm going to invite you to come. You can come. Please come. If you need to come and be at the altar, I'll be right here. Pray with me. Pray on your own at the altar. Whatever you need to do today, come.